and we're really appreciative of that. Now, I've got six women here with me. I just realized that. We don't have any guys here right now, except for Andy, who's getting ready to help us bring you Todd Burge, who is going to be performing in our next hour from Parkersburg, West Virginia, as he tours the United States. So let's meet who we have here with us. They all have in common the fact that they are members of the Speak Up group at Langley High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and they all have been working on spoken word poetry under the guidance of Elena Dopico, who's a poet in residence at Langley, and Jennifer Wright. And it's nice to have you here. And let's start with Taylor. She looks like she's just itching to say hello. Hello, Taylor.
Hi.
Let me get that mic a little bit closer. Come a little closer. You sound good. Taylor, which community do you live in?
Sheridan.
In Sheridan. We're going to help Taylor get used to this. You got to talk to me here. How old are you?
I'm 15.
And what has it been like to do this poetry? Is it part of your English class, or how do you do it?
After school every Tuesday.
So every Tuesday, you're actually taking time, staying after school to learn more about language. And can you tell me some of the things that you've enjoyed about it?
Like you can express your feelings and stuff like that. You just explain how you're feeling.
Has it ever helped you times? That's good. Would you like to say hello to anybody who's listening?
Everybody in here, Langley people and my family.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And that is Taylor, and she had the job of going first. Taylor Morgan, Nishore Kelsey is here. And did I get your first name correct? Is it Nishore?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to meet you. How old are you? What community do you live in?
I'm 14. I live on the West End.
In the West End. And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
My family and the rest of Nightcrawler Nation.
Great. So tell me, the rest of who did you say?
The rest of Nightcrawler Nation.
Oh, Ninth Grade Nation. Got it. That's a great program. So you're also, it's the same after school for you every Tuesday?
Yeah.
And what has attracted you to doing this? Tell me a little bit. What has attracted you to doing that?
Well, I like to write a lot, and my friend Taylor here.
Uh-huh.
I asked her while coming with me one day. She said, no, I have spoken words. I said, what is that? And she said, you just write poetry. I said, oh, okay. Can I join too? Yeah, join.
Well,
like
that's great. So you guys entered as friends, and it adds a new dimension to your friendship. That's great. Do you find that you're writing at other times, not just Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, do you ever write things to bring to school on Tuesday, in between sessions to share? That sounds great. Well, it's nice to have you here, too. And also here with us, I'm trying to remember everybody. It's Deanna. Did I get it? Am I right?
Yeah, best part of your day.
I did it. Wait, the best part of my day?
Yeah.
Excellent. How old are you?
I'm 16.
I like that.
And growing.
Deanna's fun. I want to hang out with Deanna. 16 and growing. Deanna Allen. Where do you live, Deanna?
I live in Sheridan.
It's nice to meet you. And before I forget, you probably have lots of people you want to say hello to.
Hello to you.
Hello.
Hello to you. Hello to you. Hello to you. Her last name is DePico.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. And nobody else. Oh.
Got it.
Jackson.
Oh, DePico. Okay. Thank you. That was a subtle way of telling me to make sure I pronounce Elena's name, DePico.
Shout out to them juniors in Langley.
Excellent.
Langley Nation represent. Boo.
And tell me a little bit about you and poetry and what you've how you felt about this.
Out there, in the lobby, I was literally making a joke, but no, when I was little, I started writing poetry because I couldn't cuss at my mom, so I would get mad and write how I felt about her in my poems, and I would rip them up, But this one day she found my poem. Awful.
Well, that had to be an awful day. Did you talk after she found it?
No, I kept writing poems because she yelled at me afterwards.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good way to deal with feelings.
Yeah, but the themes of my poems have changed and shifted since then.
And what are they like now?
They're actually, you can say odd genres. Like, there's love and then there's hate. There's a hate you poem. Then there's a global. Then there's friendship poem. This poem I made about her, Quenice, and she's never going to read it, ever.
Well, that's nice. She isn't going to read it?
She's never going to read
You're
it.
You're going to hide it from her?
Until she gets married.
And so she gets married. Oh, how about that?
You're going to read it on my wedding night?
Well, how about that? So, Quenisha, you're gonna get married, apparently. Are you engaged yet?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to marry her.
Yeah.
Deanna has your whole life planned for you.
She wrote poems about it.
Well, that is, we decided she's my match because her last name is Pringle, and since my last name is Burger, it all works out. Oh, and Quenisha, how old are you?
Quenice.
I thought you said Quenisha. I could have sworn she said that. See, I thought it was Quenice, and then I could have sworn I heard Quenisha. I'm looking at it.
Quenisha.
Yeah. Who's Quenisha? That's Quenice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how people pronounce their names.
Yes.
Or actually, you probably wouldn't be. Quenice, how old are you and where do you live?
I'm 16 and I live in Sheridan also.
And any thoughts about writing? It looks like you've got some prose that you're going to be sharing. Am I correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for you being part of the writing club?
I love it. It opens my mind up to different things and different situations that goes on in the everyday world. It helps me express myself on how I feel about certain situations or about the things I'm going through in my life. And I think everybody should do it.
Do you think it makes you feel more articulate and well-spoken too when people ask you questions?
Yeah.
It's kind of like language just flows more naturally when you spend time writing it.
More handsome.
Yeah. Well, you guys, or you girls, are all great, and we're going to have you share what you've written in just a moment. But first, let me ask Jennifer Wright to talk a little bit about how it came to pass that she was able to bring Elena DePico here, and just tell me a little bit about the whole program.
Sure. So the program idea started when I was teaching creative writing last year as a class at Langley, and I thought it would be fantastic if we could have an opportunity to meet after school and bring in some local poets from Pittsburgh to help support us. So I wrote a target grant and was funded, and through that funding I was able to bring Elena in as our poet in residence, and she works with our students every Tuesday. We've also had, and we'll have a couple of other poets from around the area drop in to visit us before the end of the year. That's
terrific. Now, forgive me for saying this, but you all know that you have a pretty special teacher here who probably in her own time, I would imagine, wrote this grant. I don't want to swell your head or anything, but seriously, Ms. Wright, you spent your own time to do this and to try to add a dimension to your language arts class, which is pretty terrific. There's so many great, hardworking teachers within Pittsburgh Public Schools that a lot of folks don't know anything about what sometimes happens. So congratulations. How long have you taught at Langley?
So this is my third year teaching at Langley, and every year is getting better and better, and also my third year with Pittsburgh Public Schools. And, you know, I just want to say that I don't think that I'm a rare breed. I think that what you'll find is that there's a lot of teachers out there who are working hard and working extra hours. And not because we get paid a lot of money, but because we really care about what's happening in the lives of our students, and we want to enhance their lives as much as we can.
And that's a good point. You know, when it may surprise people that don't know many teachers or interact with many teachers how hard folks are working. And it's great to have you here. And you worked very hard to find this woman who is sitting right next to you, who is Elena DePico. It's DePico. Do I have that right? And tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from. And
I'm from Pittsburgh. I grew up right outside of the city in McKeesport and have lived in the city off and on for the last 5 years.
And how did it come to pass that you became a writer and that you became part of this program?
I've been writing poetry, just like these young women sitting with me, for most of my life, and then started studying as an adult poetry. And I met Jennifer through a friend of mine. I had worked on the Obama campaign, and we were out and we were talking, and he's an advocate for Pittsburgh Public Schools, and he introduced me to Jennifer, and the ball was rolling from there. It's been quite a blessing to be able to work with Jennifer and with these young women every week. Has been the highlight of my week.
Yeah. And who was the person who introduced you?
James Fogarty.
Okay, I had to be sure it wasn't President Obama. I lost one of my pronouns for a minute. And I just had, because that would be really neat.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
You never know. He likes Pamela. He comes here every now and then.
Just a quick shout out to James as well. James Fogarty, I've been working with a lot, and he works for Communities for Teaching Excellence. It's a nonprofit organization that works to bring communities and community ideas into our local schools.
Yeah, so, I think I know James.
Yeah, James is a really fantastic guy, yeah. and he's the one that that introduced Elena and I. So. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, before we share, have these girls share their writing, these young women share their writing. Do either of you need to say, or would either of you like to say anything beforehand, before they start?
I just want to say thank you. I will continue to be with you every Tuesday, hopefully to the end of the school year, and if we could figure out a way to do it for every year after this. But you guys have been such a joy in my life and have really affected my poetry, your writing, and watching you grow. So I just want to thank you for sharing your time with me. Because it's been really amazing. So thank you.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Make sure you're near a microphone or no one's going
to
hear you.
I want to give a shout out to my friend in Asia. She was also in this group with us, but she recently had surgery and is out of school for the next few weeks, and she can't be with us today. So
yeah. I love you.
In Asia, if you can hear us, we love you. Weird. Miss you.
Oh. Okay. Well, who wants to go first? Should we just go in order?
Yep. Yeah.
And
just like
that. So, so we'll make Taylor, we'll ask Taylor to go first. okay, well, we're going to start, and Taylor Morgan is going to share.
Moran,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Ooh, typo there. You're going to have those in your first book probably too. Taylor Moran is going to start, and... Taylor, just so you know, each of the women here are reading from a journal that they brought. And Taylor, is there a title you need to share, or do you just want to start straight away?
My title is called My Trial with Judas. Okay. I've been sitting in this courtroom for 15 years. I feel like I'm hot glued to this chair and desk. People in the jury comes and goes as they please, judging me and telling others. But I thought the law was what is being said in the courtroom stays in the courtroom. You broke a law, so shouldn't you be sitting here? They remind me of Judas, the demon who betrayed, lied, and tried to make loving people do wrong things. A king with no crown. They all whisper in each other's ears. She's innocent. She's guilty. They put their hands on my shoulders, and they stand beside me. They think they hear me say, turn me evil, a king with no crown. They all lied and betrayed me twice. I wait for a third one because that's a magic number.
Nicely done. Thank you, Taylor, for sharing that. Just before you push that microphone away, when did you write that? How recently?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Well, great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now we'll go to our next writer, and you can move the mic over so that we have a chance to hear from Ms. Kelsey. And what are you going to read?
My poem is called Numbness.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Numbness.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I feel nothing, nothing at all. It's like it never happened, like she never put the knife to her wrist. Just know that I always loved you, she said, and closed and locked her bedroom door. I went back to my room as well. 10 minutes later, I hear the pain screams, but still I remained in front of the TV. Voices crying, fists pounding on her door, but still I felt nothing. The noise got a bit too much for me, so I went for a walk. The cold raindrops invaded my body as I walked. Still nothing. I get back, flashing blue and red lights blinded my eyes, and the high-pitched sirens deafened me. I watched as she was being carried on a stretcher out the door. Still nothing. My siblings crying on the steps while neighbors and friends comfort them. And soon they crowd me as well. I'm fine, I say, because I was. I go inside into the room where it happened. Blood was spattered all on the walls, and beneath it lie a great pool of blood. Still nothing. I didn't see my mom's blood. The only thing I saw was a mess that I would have to clean up later on. The next day I get up while my siblings remained in a deep, sad sleep. I throw on my clothes and head out to school. Still nothing. I go to class to lunch or recess. I laugh and have a good time with my friends. Just a regular day for me. I wasn't scared for my mom who's fighting for her life in the hospital. I wasn't scared for me and my siblings as to what would happen to us. What scared me was that I was feeling good, normal, as if nothing had happened at all. I feel nothing. Not a tear shed, not even a sigh of anger. I feel like nothing happened, nothing at all.
Thanks for sharing that, Ms. Shore. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Yeah. Forgive me. That took a lot of courage to write and also to read, and was really beautifully done. Thank you very much. Did your mom make it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go to our next writer and reader, and that. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. These girls are all such good friends. I got to be sure that they include you in on their conversation. Next is Deanna Allen. Can you tell us what you're going to share? It looks like a poem, if I can tell upside down here.
Sweet little poem.
Whenever you're ready.
No, there's no title. Okay. I can't hear me.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you fine, and you can probably hear yourself now. Go ahead.
I miss you with the intentions of loving you
forever. Oh, I didn't need you to speak up just a little bit. Oh, go ahead. I've got you. Go ahead.
I miss you with the intentions of loving you forever. Seeing you and touching you feels like an eternity, and I feel blessed to be in your arms. And every second I'm with you, I cherish, because I don't know if I will ever get another chance to do it again. So I count every breath you take in my memory, and hold every heartbeat you create in my soul, and hold your love in my heart to never let it go.
Nicely done. Yeah. Very nicely done. Did you have a person in mind when you wrote that? You don't have to tell me
my
who.
My sweet little boyfriend.
I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us his sweet little name? Do you want to tell us his sweet little name, or would you rather just
His name is Michael.
Okay. Has he read that or heard it?
Yeah, he should have.
Nice. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that. Everything's so personal here. It's very nice. But oh, you're single again? Oh, okay. Are you going to unwrite that at some point? Or
no, I'm just going to record this.
Okay. And just put a big red circle around it and a slash. Now, our last, Equidice is going to share something that she wrote. And
yes.
It looks like it's a bit of prose. And whenever you're ready, go right ahead.
It's titled My Own World. Stomp, 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 clap, clap, and clap. I am the creator. I am the only one that exists, that matters. I do not fit in with the one that is already here. I can't live in its society, in its expectations for me, in the logic. I am the creator. I am. I made this world. My own, to fit just me. I am a giant that walks on my own tune, a body with no sure movements, a song with no hook, no beginning, no middle, no ending. I am safe to dance and talk amongst me, to craft for all the reasons I see fit, to smile, to frown, to be a grape to your peer. I am all right to scream and snap on nothing but the wind that makes my hair get in my eyes. I can see over the trees. I allow you to walk in my hands and feel powerful. I see you. I let you live as the one of those few that have a home. You are my world now. I am the queen. and I am the ruler. I am the creator. This world is your personal hell, and I love to see you suffer. In my world, I bully you. I am the reason for your envy. I am the wish you make on every shooting star. I am the it girl. In my world, this is my palace. In my pool of water, I can see the future. In my mind, I can make it happen. With my control, I can turn back time. I'll let you live in your own destruction. That is my dream, my say-so. My mood makes the weather. It rains a lot, but I like the rain. In the center of the earth, I bathe in lava. I dream in the souls of the dead. I smile with stitched lips. I swallow with the courage of evil. I give birth to my world upside down. I am the swan of death that turns into an ugly duckling. I turn your hate to love, your hate to obsession, and you are beautiful now in my eyes. I have now made you into the one thing that I am also, my own threat, my own enemy, my own ruin, and I love it. Because I am not the angel of alone, the icon for sorrow, the face for suicide, because now I have you in my world with me. This is the only time I feel safe. I feel all right. I feel home. When I am angry, when I am laughing at someone else's pain, this is my world. I am the creator. I am. And I spread my disease with one giggle after my chuckle. You're infected. Welcome to my world.
Beautifully done, all of you. Thank you. And it's not so easy to present those live. You did a great job. So you're all going to be back next year, right? None of you are graduating. So you come back and, I mean,
hopefully,
all of
yeah.
you are graduating eventually.
Yeah,
but will you come back sometime, I hope,
you
and share more? Will you come back? You will come back?
Yeah, we'll come back just
okay.
for you.
Okay. You have to graduate so you can't sleep in the basement. I heard that. Did anybody, we just have about a minute. Did anybody, including your mentors, have anything you'd like to add that you may have missed? Anybody you forgot to say hi to? Or?
Oh, now I'm taken out and I love my boyfriend a little bit.
Okay.
I want to say hi to my mom that's in the studio with us and my family who's not here today, but I hope they're listening, and my dad, and the juniors, and everybody who's out there listening, and whoever else is out there writing poetry.
Thanks, Quinice. Good to mention that. Anybody else miss anything? Oh, now suddenly Taylor's ready.
She's a thug.
I want to give a shout-out to...
Get a little closer to that mic, Taylor.
To Elena and Miss Wright, because...
The right hair.
Careful.
I got two eyeballs. I can see very well.
They're right here.
I want to give a shout out to them because, I want to say hi. Yeah. Because if I didn't have this, I don't know what I would do.
Aww.
I'm going to
straight gangster.
Wait. Yeah.
Okay. And, Nishra?
I want to say my birthday's coming up in like 3 weeks, so y'all better not forget.
My birthday. Okay. Thank you. To each of you for being here today, and I do hope you'll come back as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Todd Burge is coming up in just a few moments, and we're really looking forward.